Happy Good Friday. Good Friday. Good Friday. Good Friday. Good Friday. Prophet Claymore. Good Friday. What a oxymoron. How can a bad day be Good Friday? How can you take such a dark day and call it? I used to wonder when I was a kid, why do we call it Good Friday and we're celebrating the death? Good Shakim, Good Friday. What's so good about it? Somebody had to die for it to be a, maybe that's what it is. It's Friday, y'all. But Sunday is coming. After every Friday, there's always a Sunday. After every Friday, there's always. Have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever had a bad day? You woke up in the morning and you were just having a good dinner with some friends. And all of a sudden, the day turns. You were just sitting at the table. And in the middle of your dinner with your friends, police come in and you realize that you've been betrayed. Has anybody that's listening to me right now ever had a bad day? I mean, some of y'all right now may be having a bad day. Where you don't want nobody to talk to you, don't want nobody to say nothing to you. It just looks like nobody calls that you really want to talk to. Huh? No. Every email you get is not an email you want to read. Have you ever had a bad day? Where the text messages just keep on coming in? Have you ever had one of them days that you just felt like putting the covers over your head, leaving the shades down, the curtains crossed? Have you ever had one of them days you didn't want to go outside? Have you ever had a bad Friday? You get your paycheck and they mess with your money. Your money is funny and your change is strange. Have you ever had a bad day? Huh? A day where the dog won't even bark at you. The dog, you walk in the house and the dog goes sit in the corner. Have you ever had a bad day? A day you didn't feel like going to work? A day you didn't, if you're a preacher, a prophet, you didn't feel like prophesying to nobody. You didn't feel like preaching to nobody. You didn't feel like praying for nobody. Have you ever? Have you ever had a bad day that your spouse, they look like the devil? Have you ever had a bad Friday where the sun refused to shine? The blood dripped in blood. The moon dripped in blood. The sun refused to shine. Have you ever had a bad day and you knew it was going to be a bad day because it was all planned? You don't realize that some days that are bad days, they're orchestrated because of your purpose and your destiny. Where you deem them to be bad, God deems them, Kimberly, to be purpose. I just said something to three people. Where you deem them to be bad, God orchestrate them for your purpose and your destiny, because he's trying to get you somewhere, but it's bad to you because you don't know the outcome of the day. And you don't know that Sunday morning is coming. Friday represents a bad day, but we call it a good day, Good Friday. Well, Kimberly, some days just don't seem good to me. How could it be good and I'm persecuted? How could it be good? And I know that I'm getting ready to be offered up as a sacrifice. The story of this Good Friday is found in the book of John, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 42. That the man that had power to crucify Jesus by the name of Pilate. How did Jesus get to Pilate? It was an inside job. Pamela, let me preach the sermon. Huh? How did Jesus even get to Pilate? Pilate was like a prosecutor doing Caesar's business. Chat. How did Jesus even get in this predicament? How did they even know where to find him? Because most of the time when we are betrayed, it is an inside job. In order for somebody to betray us, they have to be close to us. They have to know our moves. They have to know our whereabouts. A Last Supper turns into a betrayal. Some of you, you've been there before. The people that did you in, Phyllis, the people that did you in wasn't the people from the outside. The people that did you in was the people on the inside. That's a bad day. That your very treasure, the one who's carrying your money, sells you for a few dollars. And then, not only does Jesus identify the betrayer, but he also identifies the denier. Boy, that's a bad day that you got somebody at the table that's betraying you and somebody that's going to deny you three times, and they're right on the inside. Something about Peter, about the denying, he denied that he was going to deny it. Most of the time when people hurt us, Bishop Claiborne, it's an inside job. Shakim, if you ever been betrayed before, it's by people who you help people that you pay their rent. People you sit down with, people you tell all your dreams and secrets to. You see, Jesus told his own business. He told them ahead of time, I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again. Gotta be careful who you tell your business to. He told his own business, Shechem, Mr. Get to it. He said, I'm going to die, but I'm going to rise again. Gotta be careful who you tell your dreams to, because it'll turn your day upside down. The very people that you tell your dreams again, your dreams to, Mr. Get to it, are the very ones that will betray you, that will deny you, that will lay their head on your breast. Good Friday, what's so good about being betrayed? What's so good? They came and got him on this Good Friday. Peter tried to cut the man's ear off that came to get him. And you know, you need a Peter every now and then. But Jesus was so compassionate that he took the man's ear and he put it back on. Because there's some bad days, Gregory, that you gotta go through. There's some bad days, no matter how much you want to fight them, that you gotta go through. Have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever had a day that you just know that you have to face? Have you ever had a bad day? He goes to Pilate. And Pilate, not wanting to crucify him, he takes it off of himself and he lets the opinion of the crowd. Have you ever, Kimberly, have you ever know that you're not guilty, but you have to go through it? Have you ever been judged before? Have you ever been judged before for righteousness, for right standing? Have you ever had to stand before people and know you was the only right one and everybody else was wrong? I mean, last week they were saying, Hosanna. Now all of a sudden they're saying, crucify. Erica. How is that a Good Friday? They put a crown of thorns on him. Pilate writes an inscription, King of the Jews, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Have you ever been laughed at? Have you ever been mocked? Have you ever been scorned? Have you ever been talked about on social media? Have you ever been posted about? Have people, Anita, ever made a mockery of your circumstances and your situation? Mr. Big G? Huh? Have you ever been told one thing and it's another? Very thing that you are called to do, the very thing that you are purposed to do, and that is to die for the sins of the world, now is being made a mockery of. Have you ever been made a mockery of? Happy Good Friday. What's so good about it? They led him to the cross. And the same people that was crying Hosanna are now saying crucify him. Pilate said, I find no fault in him, but if that's what y'all want. Because Pilate's wife had seen a dream that this was the Son of God, and she had warned Pilate, don't put your mouth on him. But Pilate didn't know that he was being used to fulfill purpose. There are people in your life that are being used to antagonize you, to lie on you, to abuse you, to get you to your cross. There are relationships that you've been through. There are divorces that gets you to your purpose. Jesus's purpose was to die. I'm not long, I'm almost done. Was to die on the cross. His purpose was to die. He came to die. Came to die. Don't worry about those people, Kimberly. Don't worry about those people, Dr. Paulette. They're serving purpose. Judas, Peter, Pilate, Barabbas, the soldiers, the man that helped carry the cross because Jesus could not carry the cross because they were beating him. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? It was believed to be a black man that helped him carry the cross. Have you ever had a bad day? I mean, have you ever had one of them days that look like ain't nothing going right? Jesus wasn't having such a good day. Have you ever had one of them days that you just don't want to function? Some of y'all right now that's listening to me and watching me, you having one of them kind of days. It's a hell of a day. You've had one of them kind of weeks. You've had one of them kind of lives. You've been in them kind of situations, relationships. I want to talk to you. It's Friday. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. There's always a Sunday after Friday. Chat, there's always a Sunday. It may be Friday today. It may be dark. It may look hopeless, but there's always a Sunday. Huh? Some of you may be feeling the effects of your Friday. Huh? You may be feeling despondent. You may even be depressed. But I need you to understand that Sunday's coming. Some of you saying, Bishop, you done proclaimed that this is the year that I'm going to meet the right one. It's Friday because it looks hopeless. But Sunday's coming. Joy, weeping may endure for a night. Huh? But joy comes in the morning. It's Friday. I want to admit to you, it's Friday. We can't change the calendar. We can't change the events. Huh? We can't change what's going on right now. You can't even get, what do you do when you can't get out of it and you ask God to get you out? What do you do when you can't get out of it? It may be Friday now, but I've never seen a Friday that didn't come with a Sunday. They whipped him all night long. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? They parted his clothes. They sold and gambled over his clothes. Let me ask you a question, Chad, since you came from the big house and you know the Bible. Let me help ask you a question. Why would they gamble over a man who they say is a nobody? Because even those that crucified him knew who he was. People don't talk about people that ain't got nothing going on. People don't park, they don't gamble clothes over somebody that's a nobody. You don't read nothing about the other thieves that was on the cross, them gambling clothes over clothes. Y'all not saying nothing. Why did they want his clothes? Why do they pick with you? Why do they make fun of you? Y'all not saying nothing. Why do they talk about you so much? What's so special about you? Why do they want to kill you? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as I close, this is only going to be a few minutes, huh? It's not about Friday that they're trying to destroy. They're trying to destroy your Sunday morning. They're trying to destroy what's on your life. If they can kill you over what's on your life, if they can destroy you over what's on your life, if they can distract you over what's on your life, if they can get rid of you over what's on your life, you're not suffering for nothing. You're suffering because of what's on your life. Every attack that is coming on Friday is about what's on your life. They heard about the miracles that he did. They heard about the blessings. Y'all not saying nothing. They heard about the healings. They heard that he turned water into wine. They heard that he healed Bartimaeus. They heard that he healed the woman with the issue of blood. They heard about the leprosy. They know that if he continued to gain track, people hear about what it is that you're dealing with, what that is that you're doing. And if they can stop you, if they can slow you down, Stacia, they're not trying to kill you now. They're trying to kill your Sunday morning. Woo, Ellen. I said they're not trying to kill you. They're not trying to kill you now. What you went through, Anita, ain't about killing you now. Huh? It's about killing your Sunday morning. If they can kill you, they can kill your hopes. If they can kill your dreams, Chad. If they can kill Tony, your vision, Joy. If they can kill your hopes. If they can kill your faith. But they didn't know that Jesus said the Son of Man must die. They're going to break my bones. They're going to pierce me in the side, and blood and water shall drop. They're going to pierce me in the side for 39 times. That represents every sickness and disease. Because with my stripes, you're going to be healed. There's something in you, Kimberly. The reason why you go through what you go through. There's something in you all. The reason why you go, there's something that the enemy becoming wants to kill in you, you are a threat. And whenever you are a threat, Shanti, but they don't know that killing your spirit, killing your dreams is part of the plan. Because if a seed goes in the ground, it dies. And if it dies, it goes in the ground and dies, and it comes up a higher order. Every time you are killed, you're coming up greater. Every time you're persecuted, you're supposed to come up greater. You're not supposed to be worse. You're supposed to come up greater. You're coming up greater from this, Anita. T, coming up greater. Chat, you already know it. You're coming up greater. Huh? Through all this, he never said a mumbling word. He never cussed them out. Matter of fact, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His own mother standing there looking at him. Mother, behold your son. He was such God and man at the same time. He looks over at the two thieves and say, today you'll be with me in paradise. You know what the real truth of this story is? He never made it about him. Even though he was having a bad day. I'm gonna ask you one more time. Have you ever had a bad day? I need you to understand that your bad days are purposeful. Even your bad days. He never made it about him. It was always about purpose. It was always about destiny. My whole meat is to do the will of my Father. 19 people put that in the chat. My bad days are purposeful. Thank you, Ellen. My bad days are purposeful. For we know all things. Thank you, Dr. Paul. That work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called to his purpose. According to his purpose. I know you don't see it because it's Friday. I know you don't understand it because it's Friday. And the Bible says, he said, it's finished. I'm done. I've done what I was supposed to do. Then he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he gave up the ghost and he died. They took him off the cross. What a bad day. Started off with a last supper, a dinner with his boys. Man, a lot can happen. Prophetess Nina, a lot can happen in 24 hours. He was just having dinner with the boys. And in 24 hours, he's dead. A lot can happen in 24 hours. Did I tell y'all? Happy Good Friday. What an oxymoron. They take him off the cross. He don't even have a place to be buried. They have to give him a borrowed tomb. Because just like he came into the world, He had nowhere to lay his head. He had nowhere to be buried. I need 19 people to put it in the chat, but in 3 days. Yay! In 3 days. In 3 days. In 3 days. I need you to put it in the chat, but in 3 days. But in 3 days. Huh? Huh? But in 3 days. Huh? But in 3 days. But in 3 days. Huh? A lot doesn't happen, but in 3 days. Huh? Huh? In 3 days. Huh? Put it in the chat. In 3 days. I need you to put it in the chat. I'm done. But in 3 days. They find him a borrowed grave. They dress his body. They wrap him in white. They wrap him in linen. Have you ever? I'm not going to ask no more questions. But have you ever been left for dead? Have you ever been left for dead? Your family and friends, they have declared that you're not going to get up from this. Have you ever been left for dead? Walked out on in a relationship? They knew it was your demise. Have your friends ever looked at you and said, she ain't coming out of this? He ain't coming. Have you ever been left for dead before? Have you ever been financially left for dead? Have you ever been left for dead by love? She'll never love again. He'll never love again. He'll never be in another marriage. Have you ever been left for dead? Have you ever been ghosted? Meanwhile, Peter is denying him 3 times. Hey, did you know that man that got crucified? Never heard of him. Hey, have you ever, did you know the guy that just got crucified? Never heard of him. Hey, wasn't you the one that was with Jesus? Nope, not me, somebody else. They walked away. Nobody's at the grave. I wonder where the preacher's at. I wonder where the woman with the issue of blood is at now. Where's she at? I wonder where's Bartimaeus? Where all these people that he didn't help? Have you ever been left for dead and there's nobody there? Nobody comes to your funeral but your mother and your brother. Where all them people at? Where the 5,000 that he fed? Where the 5,000 that he fed? I know Anita had to be overwhelmed the other day because people that she really don't know, and she's probably helped people over the years, and then people that she don't even know had to come to her rescue. Where are those people at? Have you ever wondered where the people are that you help when you need them? Like, he fed 5,000 men alone, not including women and children. Where they at? People at? Sometimes I wonder where all these ninjas at that I got on television and helped start their careers, and where they at? Because people only need you when you're worth something. People only need you when you can do something for them. People only need you as long as you got a car. And you ain't got no car no more. You ain't got no house. Where those people at now? You mean to tell me the only people that's there's no revolution, there's no uprising, nothing? God Almighty. it's a bad day. It's dark. They put him in the grave. They put all the spices on him because they didn't embalm. He had to go right in the grave because it was Jewish custom. But there's something about that name. Where are they at? He's in the grave now. He's in the grave now. The stone is in front of the grave. Stone is over the grave. He can't get out. There's no humanly way he can get out. People got to be laughing now. The disciples got to be puzzled because he said he's going to rise again. They probably expecting him just to get right up. But there's always process. There's always a process. He tried to show them the process with Lazarus when he didn't rush to get the Lazarus to show the resurrection power through Lazarus. But see, when you're down, people forget about what you did. They didn't catch the sign, because it's easy to be close to somebody and not catch the signs and not learn from them. You've been with them all that time and you forgot that Lazarus had to stink before he go get Lazarus. Forgot all about that. It's wild to have people around you and you keep saying what you're going to do. And they don't catch a hold. It's wild. Because you don't do it the way that they think. Well, they had a clue. They had a clue. Boy, I'm preaching. They had a clue. They saw droppings of what he was talking about. When Lazarus died, they said, when Lazarus was sick, he let him die and let him stay there and he started to stink. They had a clue of resurrection power. Because he said something like this: I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead. Woo! Yes, sir. I'm happy all by myself. They had a clue. He dead. Stayed in the grave all night Friday. All day Saturday. He's in the grave. But his spirit. Thank you, TikTok. But his spirit is down in hell wrestling for the keys of authority. He's wrestling. Huh? He's wrestling for you. He's wrestling for me. He's wrestling for your sin. They didn't have chicken and potato salad back in Jerusalem. They trying to figure out what to do. The disciples are in hiding. But he's wrestling. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it was a bad Friday. It's a tough Saturday. But Sunday's coming. Hey, y'all. Some of y'all going through hell right now. But Sunday's coming. You wrestling. But in 3 days. Kina, 3 days. Huh? You wrestling. Huh? You want to know. Some of you want to know, when is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? Who is it going to be? Who am I going to meet? Who going to be the hookup? You wrestling. Huh? I prayed for the single women last night. I prayed for the single women last night. I prayed for patience. Patience during the process. Brothers who want a wife, patience during the process. Because Sunday's coming, huh? The right one's coming, huh? Friday represents chaos. Friday represents a bad day. But Sunday, huh? Sunday. Why did he choose Friday? Because the week is ending. I want to decree and declare to y'all as I close. I want to keep this under an hour. Huh? I want to keep this under an hour. That Friday may have been a bad day. You may be having some bad Fridays. But Sunday morning is coming. Huh? Your money may be messed up on Friday, but Sunday morning is coming. Huh? Your mind may be messed up, but Sunday morning is coming. Huh? Sunday represents a new day. Glory, huh? Sunday represents a new mind. Sunday represents a new thought. Sunday represents new blessings, huh? Morning by morning, new mercies I see Sunday. Oh, you got to go through Friday. Jesus predicted Friday. But he also predicted Sunday morning. And early Sunday morning, boy, I just thought about my grandfather. But early Sunday morning, our angel visited the grave and rolled the stone away. Went in there and changed his clothes. Thank God for Sunday morning. Hey! It may be Friday right now, but Sunday's coming. Your Sunday's coming. Your day of victory. Your day of triumph. Your day where you don't have to worry. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning is coming. Thank God for Friday. I didn't like it while I was going through it. It didn't feel good while I was in it. I didn't like the betrayal and the rejection. I didn't like the feeling of the hurt. I didn't like loving somebody that much. That it hurt me. I didn't like them walking away on me. I didn't like it hurt so much to love somebody that don't love you. That ain't no good feeling. To be with somebody that don't really want to be with you. Thank you, Carolyn. Huh? It's not a good feeling to have to not be able to sleep on Friday. Oh, but let me get to Sunday morning. You let me get to Sunday morning. You let me. Israel Houghton, he said, when does Sunday morning come? Lens of Faith, Kena, when does Sunday morning come? Ask me the question. When does Sunday morning come? Israel Horton, he said when it comes. He said, Sunday comes when you decide to wake up. Huh? What do you mean Sunday comes? Huh? What do you mean Sunday? See, ladies and gentlemen, if you think Friday is a real day that I'm talking about, and if you think Sunday is a real day I'm talking about, then you missed the whole point of the message. Friday represents the dark times in your life, And Sunday represents the turnaround in your life. When you decide, I'm tired of playing the fool. I'm tired of clowns. So I'm going to stop going to the circus. There is a day on the calendar where you wake up. No more bozos. Sunday comes. Weeping endures for a night, only one night. But joy comes in the morning when you decide to wake up. Because what you allow, it only grows. What you wake up to, you will not tolerate no more. I'm done. So why is Good Friday? Why is Good Friday so good on a bad day? I got the answer for you. It was needful. It was needful. He had to die on the cross for your sins and my sins. He had to keep quiet. Fridays are needful because if there was no Friday, there would be no Sunday morning. So it's Good Friday because it was good. Come here, Dr. Paulette. You know scripture. It's Good Friday because it was good for me to be afflicted. It didn't feel good when I was going through it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Happy, happy Good Friday. Sunday's on the way. I'm done. It's Friday. But Sunday's on the way. I decree and declare to you that Sunday's on the way. I said, I decree and declare to you that Sunday's on the way. I don't care what your Friday's looking like. I don't care how bad it is. He always does it. Don't he always? Oh, God, I'm not in church. I'm sorry. I'm on Clubhouse and Facebook. Don't he always turn it around? Don't he always make a way? I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed big and bread. You can't see it because you're so deep in it. But Sunday is coming. I know you between blessings. You don't have a job right now, but Sunday's coming. I know you single for a while now and you want a relationship. You want a man, but Sunday's coming. Huh? I know your bank account is low, Miss Harris, but Sunday's coming. I know that mortgage and rent is due on Monday, but Sunday's coming. Somebody somewhere is looking for you to show you favor and to bless you. Sunday's coming. You may be having some bad days. You may be confused. You may be despondent, but Sunday is the first day of the week, and they came. Mary and the other Mary, they said, who has rolled the stone away? They said, the angel was there, said, you looking for Jesus? Because they came as ritual to do some other things to the body. And the angel of the Lord said to them, he's not here. He has risen just like he said. Ladies and gentlemen, put it in the chat right now. I keep telling y'all, he's going to do it just like he said. He has risen just like he said, he's not here. He has risen just like he's not here. He has risen just like he said. Sunday morning. Sunday morning, when you decide to wake up, he gonna do it just like he said. Go tell Peter and my disciples, meet me in Galilee. Yep. Yep. Yep, go tell Peter, the one that denied me, because he was a part of it. Go tell risen, just like he said. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Thank you, TikTok, for all the love. But Sunday's coming. Don't y'all lose this. No matter what you're going through, I'm done. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. I want you to give on this Good Friday. I want you to give a Good Friday seed. And the seed is simply $10.24. That's all. $10.24. It's going to turn around in 2024. I want you to give a seed. $10.24. That's it. Not 50, not 100. I just want you to give. $10.24. Everybody. If you believe in God for Sunday morning, I want you to put Sunday morning. Seed of $10.24. $ Greg Davis 10. Bishop, you sure? Yeah. I want you to get a seat in the ground for your Sunday morning. Yeah. Good Friday seed of $10.24. Sunday morning. If you do that, put a check in the chat. If you do that, put a check in the chat. If you do that, 1024. Somebody, you came here to give more. That's fine. You give what God told you to give. You give what God told you to give, but that's what God told me to ask for. Those of you that would do it, put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Put a check in the chat. I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that. Thank y'all. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's not the amount. It's not the amount. It's never the amount. It is the sacrifice. 7,000 likes over here on TikTok. God Almighty. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Those of you that would give 1024, the giving information should be in all of somebody, if you would. On Instagram, I don't see Nairobi, that will put it in on Instagram for me. The given information is $ Greg Davis 10. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. $ Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact gregdavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, gregdavisshow@gmail.com. Venmo. Carolyn Hayes, can you watch the chat over here on user 129? I got it. Hallelujah. There's put it in the chat one more time for those that are not usually in here. If y'all could put it in the chat one more time, the given information so everybody can have it. Were you blessed from the word today? I don't usually do this on Good Friday. Holiday messages is not my thing, but I was led, Shekinah. I was led to do this today. And I pray. Thank you, Kina. Thank you for putting it in there for me. You've been around long enough. Huh? Thank you, Kina. Thank you all for giving. Oh, bless you, T. Thank you for that. I know you don't say things unless you really mean it. I pray that this word was a blessing to you. We're still going to be at 3 o'clock for relationship talk. I love all of you. Don't trip because of Friday. Don't give up because of your Friday. Don't throw in the towel because of your Friday. All right? Don't throw in the towel because of your Friday. Everybody has a Friday. Everybody has a Friday. All of us have Fridays. All of us have Fridays. All of us have Fridays. But Sunday morning, everybody has Fridays. You think I all the time feel like coming in here? Ooh, no. No, I don't. Terry Ann, bless you. Thank you, Christina. Everybody has a Friday. But hold on until Sunday comes. Sunday's coming. You never see a week where Sunday don't come. Sunday is the first day. Thank you, Lisa. Sunday is the first day of the week. God is about to give you a new beginning. Ms. G, thank you. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I can't wait till Sunday. I can't wait till it turns. I can't wait until what I've been praying for manifests. Manifests. In Jesus' name. Thank you, TikTok. Y'all showing some love over here. Blessings. By the wound in his side. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We'll be here today at 3, tomorrow at 3 with another message. And Sunday, I really want to do Sunday earlier. I really want to do Sunday earlier, but I'll make the announcement by this afternoon. I really want to do Sunday earlier to free y'all up. Those of y'all that come in Sunday, y'all want me to do it earlier? Those that come in on Sunday. Yes, no, maybe. I'm here either way. No. All right, say what you really mean, Carol. His presence is here. All right, we're getting ready to go. Thank you, TikTok, for all of your love, Jesus. I want to wait for y'all to give me 10,000 likes. It's almost there. Those of y'all that can't see me, I actually got a suit on today. I don't have a tie on. Shirt, but I got a suit on, a whole suit. Believe it or not, I'm going to Good Friday service. All right. I got a suit on. I'm a shock bar pastor. All right, I love y'all. I love y'all. Send the link. Hey, Carolyn, can you put the link in here so she can go like it? Services at noon. Mississippi Mass is there. Carolyn, T want to go like it on TikTok. We're almost at 10,000. I'm trying to wait it out. 9,500. North, Nina. North. North. Come on. 9,600. Kellen, can you get the link? Kellen Hayes for TikTok. You know how to do it. $10,000. Woo! It's Bishop Greg Davis T on TikTok. It's Bishop Greg Davis on TikTok. Oh, there you go. I see you. I see you. Woo! Gift lit up. All right, TikTok. Y'all showing out. Y'all showing out. I'm almost at 100,000 followers. So if you don't follow me on TikTok, go follow me. Thank you, T. I see the roses. I love it. Such support. All right. Thank you. Thank you much. Thank you much. All right. Blessings to all of you that are on TikTok. Oh, yeah. Okay, so y'all don't want me to leave TikTok because y'all cutting up. Y'all cutting up. Y'all cutting up. Y'all cutting up. All right. All right, TikTok. I'm gone. 10,500 likes in one broadcast. That's amazing. All right. Blessings. If you have not given that 1024 Greg Davis show, Greg Davis show, I'm sorry, $Greg Davis 10. Love y'all. TikTok, blessings to you. Thank you, Carolyn. All right, Instagram, Kina, thank y'all over here. Rondell, love you, sir. Good to see you Sunday. All right, I'm out. Facebook, YouTube, and X, I love y'all. Thank you, Laura, and Joy, and Phyllis, and all of you. Blessings.